Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks or a disorganized closet or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects. And say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to all of our listeners, all of our friends, all of our people locked in all over the country. I don't care where you at, but I appreciate you. I appreciate our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City, much closer. We're much closer together than Miami is to Edmonton. Sorry for the NHL Stanley Cup. I wish they would have finished it last night. The minute that game ended, all I thought about was the plane ride from Miami to Edmonton. I was like, damn, this is what you get for losing? You got a plane ride? Whoa. And imagine if they lose up there and got to fly back. Well, they got to fly back regardless. Is he going to be a loser's champions? Pick one. Anyway, speaking of, well, Monty Williams, he's a winner. Man got fired with 5 years, $65 million on his contract. What a day, what a day, what a day. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Me, I'm hanging out with you for one more hour. That's math. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4227. We've had a hell of a show. Thank you so much to our guest as well. Andrew Baggerly joined us from The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco Giants. We had a great conversation about Willie Mays. If you missed that conversation, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Unfortunately, Willie Mays, we learned yesterday at around this time that he passed away at the age of 93. I had to share that unfortunate news with everybody on the air last night. And Willie Mays is certainly going to be honored in full tomorrow in Birmingham as Major League Baseball honors the Negro Leagues out at Rick Field, out in Birmingham. The Barons are going to be well represented. I wish I could drive out there and check it out. A short drive from Atlanta to Birmingham, but I won't. I'll be here with you on air. It's going to be fun tomorrow. Shout out to my people in Birmingham. It'll be a fun time. Got the Giants and the Cards out there. We also had another great guest. Thank you to James Herbert from CBS Sports for coming through. Talking all things NBA, Bronny James, Monty Williams. This is a lot to get into. Of course, at the end of the show, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then last hour, as I do every Wednesday, I gave you a top six list. We know Tatum and Brown won a championship. Took them a couple of years to do so. Great duo, right? They won a title. I gave you a top six list of some of the greatest duos we've ever seen in the NBA. Period. I'm talking titles. I'm talking championships. I'm talking rings. I'm not talking about alley-oops. I'm not talking about finals appearances and losses. I'm talking about rings. If you missed the full list, you missed the fancy audio, you missed the explanation, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and you can listen from the get-go. Here, let me give you a condensed version. At number six, I gave you Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. At number five, I gave you Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal. At number four, I gave you Larry Bird and Kevin McHale. At number three, I gave you Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. At number two, I gave you Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Yeah, the Scottie Pippen that now hates Michael Jordan. Maybe it's because Michael Jordan made a documentary and also because Michael Jordan's son is dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. Anyway, at number one, I gave you Bill Russell and Bob Cousy. Seven seasons together, six championships. Yeah, I'll give you this piece of audio because this man is a legend. He's no longer here with us. Bob Cousy is. Take a listen to Bill Russell describe Bob Cousy as the excellent teammate.
I have always considered Cousy a near-perfect teammate.
Mm. Because?
Well, when I came there, you know, I had this huge publicity buildup.
Reputation because of what had happened with San Francisco.
Right, and he was the star of the team.
Yeah.
And he could have said, hey, listen, I'm the star. Yeah. Okay? And, but what he said was, come, let's do it.
Together.
Yeah. You know, in fact, within a month after, less than a month after I got there, see, I joined the team in midseason.
Yeah.
Within a month after I got there, he was collaborating with me.
Yeah. Thank you for laying the groundwork for the NBA. And the last time I looked, I get it. One guy's deceased, the other guy's 95. No beef in documentaries between the two of them. Okay, none of that. Hickey, never mind. They didn't have any personal familial beefs either, like Jordan and Pippen, right? No, none of that?
Not that I'm aware of, which would then you would think lead to a good relationship.
Ah, yes, good relationship. Yeah, like Jordan and Pippen were amazing, absolutely amazing. I got them number two on the list just because it's... Everybody here loves each other. These two guys, well, Michael Jordan knows how to hold a grudge. And then MJ was gone for a while. I think six titles in 7 years, equally as impressive. I mean, the only other approach you can have to this is just like a fireman and firefighters and plumbers and mailmen and all this other stuff that J.J. Redick talks about. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Kevin is calling from Missouri. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yes, hi. I wanted to talk to you about your little picks there, your list there.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Who's that in the back?
Oh, that was my staff. Sorry.
Your staff? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, Kevin, before you say anything else, these aren't my little picks. You don't have to belittle my list by first saying these are my little picks, but I will forgive you. Go ahead.
All right. My picks are, at first, I thought it was going to be Kobe Bryant at number two. But then I heard your point of view, and I heard my staff's point of view, which is also, she knows basketball way more than I do. So,
wait a minute. So where's your staff? Why am I talking to you?
No, I know basketball too. Like, I know Kobe Bryant. I'm just saying,
but she knows basketball. I want to talk to her. Where's she at?
She is at she just left, but she wanted me to speak for her because I can help. Hold on a second.
Hickey, this is sounding kind of she wants me to speak for her because she knows what?
I am confused myself here. This has gone down a rabbit hole. I did not think we'd go down.
We're going to be talking about Caitlin Clark any second now, huh? This is one of those conversations. Kevin.
Out for a minute.
You know, you were on hold. Nobody heard a word you said. Kevin, I got to ask you a question. This is forget basketball. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 21.
Kevin, here's some JR. I know, wait. Here's some JR wisdom. Don't speak for a woman. And don't ever say that she wants me to speak for her. Don't do that. Okay. But go ahead. Make your comment. Hurry up.
Okay. So I'm thinking that I know that Larry Bird is for sure the first person that created basketball.
Okay. Hickey, that was fun, wasn't it?
That. Let's just say when I was screening him, I did not think that was the route we'd go down.
Dr. James Nace, he doesn't know who that is either.
No.
That doesn't know what that is. Anyway, well, that was fun, I guess. The staff. I don't even want to ask. Is he at a summer camp? Was he old enough to see? I guess he was old enough to see Kobe, I guess, right? Yeah, he was. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Sed is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Reach Show. What's up, Sed?
JR, what's going on, bro?
How are you?
All right. Man, you know you're my dog, man, but I know the Celtics just won the championship. I think you're giving Bill Russell a little too much praise. Head of Mike and them, I know it's your list. I know it's your list. You know, I ain't going to bash you for it. I just, you know, you're my dog, man. I know you know basketball. I'm surprised you put them over them. And honestly, I think Shaq and Kobe duo will smoke them.
No.
You don't think so?
We're not talking about playing against each other. We're not talking about pick up on the basketball court. We're not talking about me and you versus Scotty and Michael. No, these are not the duos we're talking about. We're talking about success. We're talking about championships. We're talking about accolades. We're talking about talent. And so, yeah, I think if we had a time machine and we said, hey, Kobe and Shaq, go play Bill Russell and Bob, yeah, J.J. Redick would probably get his popcorn ready. Talking
for
about
sure.
Talking about success, said.
Okay, yeah. Well, one and two, you can alternate them. You know, they both, man, both duos was phenomenal back in their time. So, yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you, Seth.
To you, bro.
Appreciate it. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Thank you, Seth. No doubt. And, that's the difficult thing about sports and looking at different eras, right? I think if we put, and this sounds crazy, knowing that, you know, Barry Bonds and Willie Mays, that was his godfather. If we took Barry Bonds, Hickey, if we took Barry, what year are we in, 2024?
24.
If we took Barry Bonds from 20 and 24 years ago and dropped Barry Bonds into the 50s, what the hell would he be doing with his godfather? What'd he be doing?
I'm actually torn here because either he would be having 1,000 home runs or he would stink because there's no juice at that point for him to use.
No, time machine.
He would be out of the league in like 3 years. I don't know which way to go here.
No, he was great before he used. Time machine, Hickey, time machine. So we take him as is. You take him as is.
Right, but he can't.
That's why I said from 20 years ago.
Right, but are you taking the additives as well?
Player,
is it like
him.
You're bringing like a bag of goodies as well? Like
no.
You got the clear for like enough
cream?
For like
no.
5 years? Or
we're just taking the player as is from one era to the next. You want to give him his car? I'm not sending his car and his PlayStation. No, just him.
Car folded clear? Okay.
No.
Yeah. Probably then 1,000 home runs.
1,000 home
runs. He would tattoo that. I mean, what do you think they're throwing back in the 50s? 75?
Okay, JJ Redick.
Wait, I'm being serious. They had jobs in the. That's not disparaging. It's all relative to the era you're in.
Did they
like
have
how fast do you think they're actually throwing the ball?
When did the speed gun come into play?
Well, they don't have one back in the 50s. So I guess no one will know. But
come on, not more than 75. Come on, right?
On average,
85.
No.
Yeah, the little leaguer. Well, Danny Almonte was old. Danny Almonte was throwing heat for that little league team.
A 25-year-old.
No, he was only 16, right? He's 16.
He's only a junior in high school. How old? Eighth graders.
How old were those little leaguers? I remember that.
12.
Was he 16 for real?
Yeah. He was. Yeah.
Oh, my God. He was throwing heat. Danny Almonte.
He had a beard. He had to shave before the game.
Danny Almonte fastball. Let's see.
That was also from like 40 feet.
Oh, my God. You're right. Okay. His fastball topped out in the mid-70s, making him nearly unhittable.
I wonder why.
Whatever. You know what? I forgot. Did they win the championship? Did they win?
I don't think so.
I don't remember. Danny Almonte. At one point, he was doing something for the Yankees, wasn't he, right?
Was he? Oh, honestly, no, I don't remember him outside of that one year.
He coaches baseball at Cardinal Hayes in New York City. Oh, how about that? Yeah,
wow.
The Bronx. Almonte was a little league pitcher who threw up to 80 miles per hour. Damn. He led his Bronx team to a third-place finish in the 2001 Little League World Series. Almonte was revealed to have actually been 2 years too old to play. Although there were many allegations, the truth was not revealed until weeks later. Damn. I don't know. Maybe we need to take Danny Almonte and put him in a time machine. He'd be a Hall of Famer. And possibly. Damn. 855-212-4227. Rob is calling from Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Rob.
All right, JR. How you doing, man?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm all right. Your list is pretty good. But and taking your parameters into account, I still have to say it's hard to leave Elgin Baylor and Jerry West off the list. The NBA logo and the original high flyer. It's like when you look at, you said you're not looking at losses and stuff. They lost six out of seven to the Celtics.
I'm not looking. Wait, who said I'm not looking at losses? That never came out my mouth.
I don't know. Go roll it back. You said you were talking to somebody. Yeah. You said I'm talking about talent and rings and
yeah.
And so
not taking into account losses. Listen, Rob. God bless Jerry West. We showed him a lot of love last week. God bless Elgin Baylor. But when we're talking about rings, and you said the parameters, help me out here.
Okay.
If I go to the supermarket with you and I say I need to get groceries, but I need everything except for bread, don't give me bread. You walked out of the supermarket and said, JR, here's bread because it was in the supermarket. No. I'm talking about titles and championships. Okay. I heard what you said. It was very clear. You said Jerry West and
love because. They were there every year.
Rob.
Yeah,
Rob.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's not what we're talking about right now, okay?
All right.
If I wanted to talk about the most talented duos to never win a title, if I wanted to talk about the most talented duos of all time, then that's fine. I'm talking about the top six duos of all times that were champions, people who won. You as well. Come on. Like, what are we doing? You changing up the parent? What's so difficult to understand? Elgin Baylor, unfortunately, never won one. We get it. We know that. Okay. Jerry West won one after Elgin Baylor was already gone. God bless both of them. They got beat by the Celtics. There's a reason why the Celtics are number one here on the list, and I didn't put them here. What am I? Where was I supposed to put them? I would sound like a complete ass, or more of one that I already sound like, if I actually said, hey, guys, here's my top six list, NBA duos of all time. We're talking championships. We're talking rings. We're talking success. We're talking talents. We're talking rings. And then I go, boom, Jerry West and Elgin Baylor. Well, come on, man. What do I? Come on. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And we come back on the other side of the break. The phone lines are still open. I did tell you about the Steelers. You want to talk about rings? The Steelers know a thing or two about rings. I think they're delusional if they think they're going to get their hands on another one. Also, speaking of rings, there's a young lady in a WNBA. She's not winning a ring because she's hurt. It's not Caitlin Clark. It's not Angel Reese. Yeah, there are more WNBA players. We'll talk about it on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show. The Infinity Sports Network. Rings, championships.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Well, thank you, everybody, who chimed in on the best championship duos that we've ever seen in the NBA. I had Bill Russell and Bob Cousy at number one on my list. Go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can hear everything from last hour. A full explanation. You'll hear the audio from the players. All of that is on the free Odyssey app. Just go ahead, check it out, and hit rewind. Speaking of duos, there's a duo in Pittsburgh right now of quarterbacks. And when you got a duo at the quarterback position, that means you ain't got nothing. But for whatever reason, out in Pittsburgh, having Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, it's exciting right now for the Steelers. What else are you going to be excited about? I guess after Kenny Pickett, what else can you do afterwards, okay? But anyway, Omar Khan, he's the general manager, and he was on 93.7 The Fan, and he actually said, oh, man, I'm excited to have Russell Wilson and Fields? Wait until they get at each other's necks.
If you would have told me that we'd be sitting here with Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and Kyle Allen, even 5 months ago, I wouldn't have believed you. Just the skill set that those guys are a little different. we really like Justin coming out of college, and you know, obviously he had a up and down situation in Chicago, and the opportunity was there to do business and get him here. And you know, I'm excited. You know, he's really looked awesome. He's a great individual too. You know, I didn't really know him personally till he got here, and just, man, what a special person he is. And you know, I'm excited to get to La Trobe and just see how all this comes together.
Okay. Good luck. I'm just ready for the drama. The Steelers are going to be okay. Like, they'll be average, I believe. I can't imagine success. I think the Steelers are going to be more of a drama show than anything else, because Russell Wilson will deliver all of those sound bites about success and winning. And yeah, we lost, but we'll keep on trying. And then Justin Fields is just going to be miserable the whole time. I'm here for it. And then Mike Tomlin. Oh, that guy's a walking quote machine. After every game, I'm not answering that question. Ah, that's not what we're here for. No, we're fine. And Russell Wilson is the quarterback of the team. And we have both quarterbacks. They're both supreme. I can write the book on what this is going to look like. Unfortunately for Mike Tomlin, and I defend him a lot. I've defended him for years. People in Pittsburgh want to fire him every time I get in an Uber in Pittsburgh. This might be his first losing season. And the people in Pittsburgh, give him a break, okay? You're lucky to have Mike Tomlin. 855-212-4227. Lance, he's calling from Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Lance, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, JR? How you doing, bro?
Very well.
I'm going to mention on your list, to make a real quick comment about football, Robert Horry and Akeem Olajuwon. I know that's not the fanciest, and they didn't put up the biggest numbers as individuals, but in the playoff time, both of those could go, both of them. Robert Horry could score inside, outside. He was indefensible in Houston with them back-to-back championships. And Akeem Olajuwon,
Lance,
nobody could cover him, especially Lance, that year that Lance, David Robinson won the MVP.
Lance.
Yeah.
Lance.
Yes, sir.
They won two championships together, okay?
I got you.
They don't have anything to do with the top six list that I just shared. Nothing.
What?
Hold on, I'm gonna say it. Hold on, I'm gonna say this again, Lance. Listen very carefully. And you've been on hold for a long time, so I appreciate you. Listen, I'm gonna say the top six list for everybody listening. This comes down to rings, championships, yep, talent, right, and accomplishments. Okay, I'm gonna say these names again, and then I'm gonna give the one that you just said. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal, Larry Bird and Kevin McHale, Magic and Kareem, Jordan and Pippen, Bill Russell and Bob Cousy, Robert Horry and Akeem Olajuwon. They don't belong anywhere near what I just said.
Okay, here's one thing you're doing. You said duos. You didn't talk about how a lot of them guys got championship coaches. Bill Jackson won championship.
Lance, listen. Lance, stop. I want to let you talk, but I want to be very direct and clear and keep things on point.
Okay.
I gave some very straightaway parameters, okay? Because if I'm going to start talking about coaches, I might as well start talking about the owners, and I might as well talk about the other three guys on the court with them, and then start getting into the bench. I'm talking about some of the most accomplished duos, championship-winning duos that we've seen in the history of the NBA, which dates back to 1946. If you want to start adding different parameters and different checkboxes, you can go ahead and do that. That's not what we're doing here, okay? And I'm just, for what I said, and whether you agree or not, Akeem Olajuwon and Robert Horry have nothing to do with anything that I just said. And thank you. Is there anything else that you have about anything else?
You're being hard on my Steelers now. You're being real hard on my Steelers now. I mean, I get it. Things right now might not look, there's been a lot of years where things look shaky in the summertime, but the Steelers managed to pull things together in the fall and the winter and still make it to the playoffs. Now, every team in that division had a winning record last year, So I know it's a tough division, the toughest division in football, the AFC North. But I believe when the smoke clears, the Steelers can still pull through. I think Russell Wilson's got, he got a lot to prove. He's going to prove everybody. He's going to shut everybody up this year.
Good. That's
he,
why
he
they
didn't have a bad season.
That's why
last
they
year.
That's why they play the games. Good right. for him if he does. Good.
But at the same time, okay.
There's more. Well, go keep going. I mean, yeah.
Okay. The field, look, when you say dynamic duels,
oh my God.
There's dynamic duels as far as two. I'm looking at two people. That's what looking at.
No, Lance. Corey, listen, Lance, I'm not going to go back in time and rehash it. I'm going to say this again very clearly, and then we could either move on or I can hang up. I'm probably going to hang up. I ain't say nothing about no dynamic duo. I talked about the top six NBA duos of all time when it comes down to championships, okay? That's at the top, all right?
Okay.
I mean, even at the minimum, if you want to take a look at Akeem and Ori, how many do they have? Two. Dos, okay? The guys that I've named here on the list got four and five and six, okay? What are we doing?
I think Worthy and Magic, I would put them maybe a little bit ahead of Magic.
Well, thanks, Lance. Well, thank you, Lance. We appreciate
you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you. Thank you. You turn the radio off in the background next time. Richard is here from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Richard?
JR, if you had to say that, I'd have turned my radio on.
Go ahead. What's up?
Hey, buddy. I just wanted to call and just tell you thank you. I've been listening to y'all, and I had to pull over a while ago. I was laughing so hard, that guy that called and said that he, in his personal opinion, his point of view, and you were very respectful. But he said the NHL he thought was more popular, and you detailed, and you said, well, maybe I wasn't nice. No, you were being pointed, and, you know, this is your business. Like, you ask him, what do you do? But anyway, I laughed so hard, and I realized I got to call this man because everybody's telling you how much they love you today, and so I'm going to jump on the love train and tell you that, you know, y'all do what you do for a living, and in December I was in a hospital, and they told my family I was going to pass that evening, and I looked at the doctor and I told him, I said, you know, if God lets me wake up tomorrow, I will make it out of this hospital. And it took 3 months, but I made it, and I found you and Amy Lawrence. I found her first one night because I live with a family, and I don't have a TV and all this, but I got radio on my phone.
Yeah.
And if people don't understand, sports is one of the few things we got left in our life. You know, now that I am back with this world, I'm coming back. It's going to be a year in total.
Oh,
it's been 3 months now. But let me tell you.
Yeah.
I love you. I don't know you, but I love you for what you do, because there's people out there. And that young man that called and said what he said about the NHL, look, more power to you. We all got our own opinions. And the reason we know that God puts us in different places is you look at all the people you reach out to every night.
Yeah.
And so I just want to thank you. And I'm sorry I went so long.
Nah, listen.
So frustrating. I'm sorry, JR. One more time. I'm sorry, JR. And I was going to tell you that what's frustrating is you're talking about all these stats. And I lost my memory, and it's coming back. But it's so frustrating because I can't remember all this stuff, but I remember. In the 90s, I went to Texas, Dallas, and watched Nolan Ryan pitch.
Okay.
And it's first time I ever got tears in my eyes watching baseball, and the only time. It's the only game that I'll go see in person.
All right.
But I'll tell you, to see those K's go up around that stadium as he struck those guys out.
Yeah.
And he hit number 7. And then he got number 8.
Yeah.
And you just saw the crowd, it was going crazy, and it was just like a playoff, and it was mid-season, hot, 110 degrees in Dallas. And let me tell you, that field was 150, they said,
Richard,
at least. So
let me
y'all
tell
have
you,
a good night.
Well, thank you, Richard.
Take care.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I love you too. I love Richard. Thank you. Hickey, do you love Richard?
I love Richard.
Hey, Marco Belletti, do you love Richard?
100%.
We love you, Richard. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. And thank you for listening. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad we help you get through tough times. It is not lost on me that there are human beings on the other side of all of this. Thank you. I'm just a human being myself. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We come back, we'll wrap things up. I'll get to more of your calls. We'll talk about a few of the things that took place this day in sports history.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Got clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's best-selling signature sheets in 100% organic cotton. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Damn. I feel like I'm in a we're going to be in a time machine in a second. This day in sports history is coming up. I want to call up Eazy-E. Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Before we get to this day in sports history, today is June 19th. Historical significance for many a reasons, Juneteenth. All my folks out in Galveston, Texas, found out that they were freed from slavery 2 years after it was pretty much well known. But I guess this is how the world works, unfortunately. 855-212-4227. Dave is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Dave.
JR, good to hear you. I don't get to hear you that much, so. This is Fountain Mouth Dave, the one that wants to buy you fish tacos when you come out to visit me in San Diego.
Yeah, I like fish.
Wanted to check in with you, brother.
I'm excellent. Thank you. How are you?
Doing good. A little heat wave out here. Not as like hot as Atlanta, though. Not yet, at least, right?
Man, hot doesn't bother me. Here in Atlanta, it was like 95, felt like 100 for a bunch of days. You know how I felt? Fine.
Hey, real quick facts about that Boston win, the championship. That day was Coach Don Casey's birthday. And, you know, the legendary Celtic coach.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
That championship game, championship night, was Don Casey's birthday.
Which one? You're talking about this past Monday?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So here's another fact about that game, too. That's the second time they won the championship on that exact date.
Yeah, 2008, right?
Yes, sir. I'm starting to believe in the leprechaun.
Okay. Do you have one?
I wish I did, brother.
Okay. That'd be kind of creepy if you did, but you go buy Lucky Charms, okay?
All right. But I wish I had that pot of gold right next to him, though.
I wish I had a pot of gold, too. Forget the leprechaun. Hey, Dave, I appreciate you, man.
Hey, good talking to you. Good hearing from you again.
All the time, man. Thank you so much. Fish tacos, San Diego. Anyway. Oh, here's the bad news. I told you about a WNBA player, Cameron Brink. She tore her ACL. Yeah, she played for the Los Angeles Sparks. It sucks. What else are you going to say? Get well soon. It's a rookie year. Anyway, there's so much history tonight with Willie Mays and some of the top duos in the NBA. And Let's just go to more history. Here it is.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is June 19th. The year is 2024. Let's go back to June 19th, 1984, because this guy just made my list of top NBA duos. He was with Scottie Pippen. Michael Jordan was drafted this day, number 3 overall in the 1984 NBA draft.
The Chicago Bulls pick Michael Jordan of the University of North Carolina. The next pick goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
So Michael Jordan, who right now is in Bloomington getting ready for the upcoming Olympics, and this man is a can't miss at whether a guard spot or the forward at 6'6", 195 pounds, comes out after his junior season from North Carolina.
And you know, he makes them when they count. He can do it in traffic. He can do it under tremendous control. He's a great, great creator. In the mold of a Dr. J, not as big, but he's in that class, and I think he's going to make a great, great ball. He's what you call the people's player. People love to see this young man perform, and he's going to help my boy Kevin Locker an awful lot out there.
There's some guy named Michael Jordan, right? Drafted this day in 84. Unfortunately, this is not good news. June 19th, 1986. Len Bias passes away. I want you to take a listen to this, courtesy of Television 9 in Washington, D.C.
Now, from Television 9, Washington's news station, this is Eyewitness News at noon.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob Dolan.
I'm Andrea Ruin. A local success story took a tragic turn this morning. Len Bias, the Maryland University basketball star on his way to becoming a world champion Boston Celtic, died of an apparent heart attack today at Leland Memorial Hospital in Prince George's County. Dave Statter is at the College Park campus of the University of Maryland with this live update.
Andrea, this is Washington Hall. This is where Len Bias collapsed early this morning in this dormitory here on the University of Maryland campus. He was talking to some friends early this morning when he collapsed. Doctors say he died of a heart attack, cardiopulmonary arrest, but what that means or what caused that heart attack, we don't know. And at this point, we don't know what the real cause of death for this 22-year-old rising star of the Maryland basketball team and eventually the Boston Celtics. Bias was rushed to Leland Hospital early this morning by ambulance. Following him to the hospital were friends and relatives and fellow basketball players from the University of Maryland campus. A lot of people came from the nearby Adelphi community. Bias went to Northwestern High School, not far from the hospital. Many of his friends showed up at the hospital, obviously very upset over this news and this latest turn and the end of this tragic career for the University of Maryland basketball star.
Yeah, we ultimately learned, unfortunately, it was a drug overdose with Len Bias. And the Celtics, their history has been altered. I still think today, I don't know if it would have been the same, unfortunately, if he didn't pass. He was the second pick in the 1986 draft. Also, let's hit the fast forward button. The year 2000, June 19th, I told you about duos. The Lakers, yeah, they won a championship. Listen to Bob Costas on NBC.
Rimming the court, fans and media both. Jackson looking to throw it in against Shaq. Reggie turns, pumps it up. Off the rim, and the Lakers are the 2000 NBA champions.
Let's hit the fast forward button. June 19th, 2015, Alex Rodriguez, 3,000 hit. Thank you, Michael K. on the YES Network.
High fly ball, deep right. Martinez back, track, wall, see ya. He did it in style. He joins the 3,000 hit club with a home run. 18,000 men have played Major League Baseball. Only 29 have had 3,000 hits. And Alex Rodriguez now joins the club.
Let's hit go. Well, damn it. Forget a hit. This is a block. June 19th, a year later, 2016. LeBron James helped these Cavs win a game 7. This is ABC.
Hop step inside, floats it up, misses. Rebound taken by Iguodala.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James with the rejection.
Oh, my goodness. Great pass by Curry, running hard by Iguodala, and superhuman defensive recovery by LeBron James.
Irving and Curry, one-on-one. Irving puts it up. It's good! Kyrie Irving from downtown! And the Cavaliers by three.
And
seven to shoot. Curry fakes the three. Steps back, crossover, puts up a three. Rebound James with 30. One dribble, steps back, puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound tip taken by Spates. Final seconds. It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again.
Man. At least Kyrie Irving did something good in the finals, right? Not this past one. He stunk. It sucked. Also, this day in 2011, congratulations, Rory McIlroy. He won the U.S. Open. Set the record for lowest score. Below 17, minus 16. Congratulations to Rory. Yeah, that was in 2011. It's 2024. Anyway, listen, folks. Thank you so much for an awesome show, an awesome day, an awesome night, an awesome evening. And I hope you're awesome the rest of the way. If you missed a minute of the show, please go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to Andrew Baggerly for joining us from The Athletic to talk about the great Willie Mays. Thank you to James Herbert from CBS Sports joining us to talk about the NBA. I'll say it again. If you missed the top six list of NBA duos, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I can't do nothing but say thank you. I appreciate all of the listeners, whether you agree, disagree. It's all love by me. I ain't got no problems or no issues. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. There is no show without you, the listeners. I love you, even if you don't love me back. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. I'll be back with you tomorrow. But don't leave. Don't go anywhere right now. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Save Bill Ryder. He looks like he's trapped in a room somewhere. Help him.